What was he like, Christopher?
Much more reserved than David, for example. Right.
Like a field of zombies.
He was very pleasant to me. I didn't get to know him terribly well, where we did have some chats. I would have said, happily married, family man. He had, I don't remember how many kids, so he'd sort of talk about his wife quite a lot. And
she was an actress.
Yes, that's right, pretty blonde. I don't think she was the first wife, but anyway, that was the present wife. And I never asked him sort of why he did the movie or whether he'd done the horror movies. I think again, he wanted to go to Rome, because I remember his wife came over and, he stayed in a very nice hotel. And he, quite how well known he was then, but he seemed to think that he was quite well known.
I think he was well known for American TV series.
I think he probably was. He was quite cool, I would have said. My memory tells me he was possibly a bit reserved. I mean, I don't feel like I got to know him that well.
No.
But perfectly pleasant on the set. We joked around.
Was there ever a feeling that the Italian movies were in any way substandard, sort of not the area people wanted to work in? Or was everyone very, very excited?
When you were working on them, you mean?
Yeah. Because, I mean, now it's so popular.
When isn't
at the time,
popular.
You know.
Yes, I do know.
The attitude.
With a B-movie and, yes. Well, I think the English attitude is sort of particular in itself. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was exciting because my agents kind of gave me that impression that it was sort of unimportant, the kind of B-movie, spaghetti horror type stuff. Personally, I found it rather amusing that I was doing this. I thought it was hysterically funny that I was starring in these sort of spaghetti horrors. I had no idea that they were going to turn it into such a cult. I literally thought I was going to take the money and run, so to speak, I mean, take the check at the end of the day, if it came, which it did, which was surprising, because it almost doesn't with Italians. I think Peroni must have been up there threatening them if they didn't get the check in on time. One did realise that once I got there, started working with them, how professional the crew were and how good a lot of them were, and that they had done a lot of really important movies. I mean, this was one of the best makeup people in the whole of Italy, probably still is. Mm. And, the script lady whom I became really friends with, like, she did two out of the three with me.
She
did Fellini movies. Yes, and they've done fantastic. Antonioni, whatever. Fantastic CVs. So it seemed to me that everybody was working, they knew what they were doing, and they just got on with it. Do you know what I mean? I like to think professional, so I will always give off my best and try and be as good as is possible. Which is sometimes difficult when you've got sort of a tight schedule and, they haven't got time to do as many takes as you would like them to do. But I seem to remember actually being pretty tired, in fact, now. Coming back to me now, I do seem to remember being pretty tired because I was there a lot of days and just that getting up early number. I seem to remember going out quite late sometimes in Rome too, which probably shouldn't have done that. Probably should have been wrapped up in bed. I had a lot of good mates in Rome. Yeah, when in Rome, exactly. But it was, I had a lot of fun. And from when I got there, again, I hadn't realised it before I left, but I realised how respected those types of movies were in Italy. There was nothing to be ashamed of. That, well, on the contrary, and it permitted me to go and meet really important agents who were delighted to meet me, and Lucio Fulci could well show up at the dinner party with some of the most intellectual filmmakers in Italy who would treat him as one of them, and that he'd been part of the famous Dolce Vita lifestyle in the 50s, which was all about the kind of new wave Italian industry and the intelligentsia. So I realised that there was a complete different attitude to them over there.
Well, I had 86, but Beyond Two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you ever hear about it?
I can't remember. I can't remember if that was one of the ones that... I mean, Lucio did ring me up, or somebody rang me up on his behalf. I think it was Peroni again. And I was thinking, hello, what's this all about? Because I'd already had several other agents by then. And I thought, what kind of fast one is he trying to pull on me this time? And I don't know, it wasn't the right time in my life. I didn't, I was probably married to John then. I had another job, and I didn't want to go back down that track. But so I didn't do it. I don't know who did.
It didn't happen
because I said it did not happen because I said no, but obviously it didn't happen. But I mean, now, because I've taken a bit of a distance on the whole thing, I might be quite amused,
Did you find it difficult to actually in scenes with Italians?
Well, I'd say that piece of Italian.
Because
that scene happens to Metro, you're talking to the little blonde boy at the beginning.
He's speaking Italian.
He sees a little face in the window.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I speak a little bit of Italian, less now than I used to, so I probably could understand what he was saying, plus I read the script in English, so, but it can be difficult.
Are Italian films all shot silent and post-synced after?
Well, no, we would shoot some kind of sound, sort of, you know, guide track, soundtrack, so that when we came to dub them, we knew what we said, roughly.
So you had it worked out some weeks later.
Oh, yes.
And going to the studio.
Well, yes, except for, I think I told this story the other night, except for the City of the Living Dead, where they decided it would be cheaper. They didn't basically want to pay more per diem for me to come back and another flight, so they decided it would be cheaper for me to dub it before I left. The trouble was they hadn't chosen the take, so I ended up having to dub every single take, and sometimes there were sort of 12, you know. Bessie and I had one in particular where all I was doing was saying,
Up, but in 40 movies, especially from that period, 81 to about 83, women are just killed left by the centre.
You mean in horror movies, or in movies generally?
Horror movies generally as well.
I'd just say that...
See, I don't remember dying in these movies, did I?
No,
I didn't die, but I didn't have too many horrendous things done to me, but I did a lot of screaming and running away. But yeah, the supporting cast had some terrible things done to them.
I think it was the one that had it, was a supporting cast.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think Caccione had what you might call the worst end of the stick where Fulci's concerned.
I don't think, the problem with Lucio is that he's such an extraordinary and difficult man. I don't think he likes women. I had been, and we talked about this the other night too, I had been warned about working with him, and people had said he hates actresses and he's very, very difficult and, you know, he'll scream at you and make you cry. And that just kind of had the opposite effect on me. I thought, oh, Willie, right, fine, we'll see about that. Okay, great. And I found it a bit of a challenge trying to tame this man in a way. And I think I succeeded quite well, actually. I thought, I'm as good as you, and you're going to get everything, you know, you take, so to speak. You're going to get as good as you give.
Would you say he hates him, or he's scared by him?
Probably terrified of him. And takes it out in that way, you know, by representing them like that on screen. Exactly what you said in answer to that question. I mean, I didn't die. I never had anything too horrendous done to me. Now, whether that was because it was written that way, or he liked me, or so he didn't have me live these terrible fates. I mean, maybe it was a bit of both. Maybe he kind of protected me from that.
Well, yeah, I was thinking earlier when you were talking about this that you are actually some of his, you know, the parts that you play are some of his strongest heroines.
Yeah, well,
that is interesting.
It is, isn't it?
That you are.
I am like that in real life, and but perhaps it wouldn't have been that way. It wouldn't have come over that way had it been played by another actress.
Mm,
I mean, that's what comes first, the chicken or the egg. You know, it's one of those questions. But I find that quite gratifying that at least I gave it that. You know, the women were strong and independent, even if they were married or running their hotel or whatever they were doing, they had a will of their own. And I would have said that was something that kind of came out despite myself, just because I am that way.
Yeah.
And he and I, we ended up liking each other. It's funny. It's really funny now, something about it. And I have a very good sense of humour, thank Christ. And I mean, that saved me, definitely. The more he got in a tantrum, the more he'd make me laugh. I mean, I just think this is ridiculous. It's screaming child, you know, behaving in this incredibly childish manner. And I know he liked me. I mean, I could feel it. And I ended up liking him in a rather strange way. Although I knew he could be completely impossible. So I didn't really have too many bad experiences with him, but I wouldn't have liked those slasher movies, definitely not.
It was probably respectful.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm the only one that managed to tame Lucio.